It's a topic of conversation that many parents and teenagers find awkward, sex. But we now have a better idea of adolescent sexual behaviour thanks to a national survey of more than 6,000 high school students. It finds almost half have been sexually active and most heterosexual students had discussed avoiding pregnancy. But far fewer were talking about how to avoid sexually transmitted diseases. Lexi Metherall reports.
Sex may not be the most easily broached topic between teenagers and parents, but new research shows high school students are having mature conversations about it with their partners. Associate Professor Christopher Fisher is the director of La Trobe University's Australian Research Centre in Sex, Health and Society.
They tend to be having good conversations with their partners if they're sexually active. They're talking about contraception. They're talking about using condoms. More than half are using condoms at their last sexual event.
The centre has surveyed 6,200 students in years 10, 11 and 12 from around Australia. About 47% report having had penetrative sex. The majority of sexually active students say they've had only one sexual partner in the last year, and most are having sex in their homes with someone about the same age. Associate Professor Fisher.
And what we see for both sexually active and those who aren't yet sexually active, they feel really good about their decisions and they feel good about their experiences.
More than 60% of sexually active students have discussed avoiding pregnancy with their partner, but far fewer, only around a third, are talking about avoiding sexually transmitted infections and viruses. Lisa Bastian manages WA Health's program on sexual health and bloodborne viruses, or BBVs. She says part of the problem is that students aren't well informed.
There is a really strong call to action for better information for young people to be more informed about STIs and BBVs.
Students only correctly answered an average of 56% of questions on the transmission and symptoms of STIs. The Chief Executive of Family Planning Victoria, Claire Visenga, says this needs to be tackled, given rising rates of chlamydia, which can cause infertility in women.
And we've got to the point now where the population has a level of chlamydia that will be very hard for us to get completely under control. There are many studies now being done to try and address the issue with partner reinfection and partner notification, for example. And young people are probably the least likely to approach a partner and advise them of an infection and the need for treatment. And so that reinfection rate just stays within that cohort.
The results of the survey will be used to inform federal strategies on bloodborne viruses and STI prevention.
Lexi Metherall reporting.